Do you also want to know about the resources from which you should make your contributions to make this type of donation easier? For instance, the craftsman, the shoemaker, the leather cutter, or the brass founder, or any other artisan, when he sells any item from his trade, let him give the first fruits of its price to God. Let him contribute a small portion here and earmark a bit for God from his share, even if it's rather sparse. I'm not asking for a lot. Contribute an amount equal to the smallest given by the Jews, despite their multitude of sins. Let us, who look forward to heaven, give just as much. I say this, not as a rule and not to restrict more, but as a recommendation to deposit at least 1/10. Make sure this practice is followed not just in selling, but also in buying and receiving a reward. Landowners should also abide by this rule in handling their rents. Yes, let it become a law for everyone who earns their income honestly. I'm not speaking to those who exploit others by charging interest or soldiers who abuse others and capitalize on their neighbors' misfortunes. God will accept nothing from them. But these principles are for those who earn their living through righteous labor.